This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hello everyone. 大家好.
Selamat datang.
Konnichiwa.
Hola.
안녕하세요.
Assalamualaikum.
And kia ora.
Kia ora everyone. Welcome back to Connecting Cultures Features, a show by for and about the multicultural people of Dunedin in New Zealand. Today, we're going to talk about the Shakti Refuge Women's Trust, their 30th anniversary with Indira from Otipoti Dunedin. Kia ora, Indira.
Kia ora.
So the last time we had a chat was probably 2 years ago. So it's good for our listeners to, you know, be reintroduced by you and also just the work that you do on Shakti. Do you want to introduce what your role is?
Yes. Kia ora, everyone. My name is Indira. I work for the Dunedin branch of Shakti Women's Refuge Trust. My role here is as a caseworker for Shakti Dunedin, and we our target group that we support and advocate for is the Middle Eastern, Asian, and African Indigenous and coloured ethnic communities. We help with women only from these communities, and children, boys up to 14 years. Our Dunedin branch is just a satellite branch of Shakti Christchurch. The regional manager oversees the work that we do. And the casework that I do, I support, is according to the client's needs and requirements. And we advocate in the legal side of it, and the financial and safety measures according to their situation. Some of the clients may be more high risk, and others, yeah, it's according to each individual requirements of a client. And if we need further resources that a client may require that Shakti Dunedin does not have, we will make referrals to external agencies and organisations. We do Shakti Women's Refuge Trust provides its own counselling service. It's a cultural form of counselling, and we will make referrals for clients that require counselling in a cultural way. And it's just ensuring that the clients are feeling safe in their own homes. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, yes, and just to ensure that the children are according to their needs, are being met, to ensure that their health and welfare are being met as well. We also still in the process of doing a lot of networking, and over the years Shakti Dunedin has progressed to accommodating clients out of our Dunedin city to other areas. We also advocate and transfer clients to other refuges in other centres, because Shakti Dunedin does not have a refuge, so we use the intermediary for crisis intervention. And should a client be able to be left from their city or region, especially from the rural areas, that we will organise for that transfer. It's not just our role as a caseworker, but we also network with other organisations, bringing in a pool of other organisations that are government departments and NGOs, and networking for that cultural awareness that Shakti Dunedin has a branch down here. And it's also accommodating and undergoing presentations just for how Shakti Women's Refuge provides that service delivery. And we support and how we support these women from these multicultural backgrounds. So it's not just casework, but we're also constantly networking, and we ensure to keep in contact with these networking agencies and organisations is because of the diverse change in population that the other agencies and organisations have also clients from similar backgrounds. So our role here in Dunedin is progressing and becoming more diverse, and it's according to the change in the population that has come about the last 15 years. So that's where, because in the last 15 years, the population in Dunedin has become a lot more diverse with a lot more migrants and refugee communities.
That is a really good rundown of what you do at Shakti. And it's, yeah, that's a good thing to point out. Lots of change since 15 years ago, but Shakti has been existing for 30 years now. And we're going to talk about the 30-year celebration soon as well. But I think what's really important to note here is Shakti is about supporting women from multicultural backgrounds. Can you tell us a bit about that focus and why people, women with multicultural backgrounds, may experience things a bit differently, and why there should be a different sort of support for them?
A lot of the women from these multicultural backgrounds, English is their second language. So those are the challenges that they will be facing, is not knowing the New Zealand system, the cultural way of life, and it's not being familiar with the local regulations, and not being familiar with the legislations and the laws that they may need to be informed or aware of in their own situations. A lot of these women would feel quite isolated because of their own backgrounds. And this is where that feeling unfamiliar in an unfamiliar territory because of their own culture. And it's not knowing that there are other support networks that they can access. And this is where Shakti Women's Refugees comes in and guides those women, walk alongside them, to access those networks as clients that come into Shakti Women's Refuge Trust. So it's empowering them and ensuring that they are, free from any constraints and living more independently. And it's just, having that also that social support, and accessing other social and recreational areas. And these women would also be very educated, but in their situation of family violence, they just need that little bit of a guiding hand. So the challenges of the language barrier, adapting to the New Zealand way of life and the way of life of other people, other cultures, and it's settling into a foreign land, a foreign country, and a lot of them would have been traumatized and come from war, conflicts of war, especially that's what's happening in the Middle East. So so they'll just feel very disorientated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. They are navigating a new system. Mm. I'm just imagining, for someone who might need help at that moment and they don't know who to call first.
That's right.
Like, do you call the police? Do you tell your friend? There's a lot of layers to it as well.
That's right. Yeah. So it's also they won't have any friendships. They could be on their own without families. So it's just ensuring that they feel that they are comforted and supported. And with children, children are easier to make friends at school. But overall, it's just giving them those options of where to go down those pathways of finding work, employment, using their skills and talents, and how they can adapt into the New Zealand way of life using those skills and talents, and because they'll bring with them a totally different culture, food, and some of them will still be wearing their cultural dress. And it's just accessing those support networks. So they will, over time, they will be a lot more confident. And it's building up their self-esteem, their self-worth. And it's a journey. It's a process as well.
So Shakti would support them through, you know, the first call up to, like, reintegration.
We have support with networks, like external agencies will help with that integration. I mean, it will be initiated and then walking alongside them, and then the external agencies that will referral to according to their requirements, their needs, will take over, because there'll be programs and courses that they can access as well that other external agencies provide. So initially, that Shakti Women's Refuge Trust will give them that guidance and give them that confidence, and especially with the language barrier, that's one of the challenges. The biggest challenge is with the staff that can translate, that help to translate, so it'll help that client or woman to feel, you know, that they are here, you know, that they belong.
We've been talking about challenges a lot, and there is another question about challenges I wanted to ask now. Just thinking about the lens right now in 2025, what is a big trend that you see that's coming up recently that we need to be aware of?
A big trend that's coming up that we need to be aware of is the collaboration, it's adapting, it's actually collaboration, reciprocating that relationship. Because if we, even at the grassroots level, just like in a social setting, it's helping that person to feel accommodated in a new land. This is their home. And it's helping that also the client to make that step out once all the support networks, all the advocacy has been completed, and that's ensuring that they are all those supports are in place, and that's giving them that confidence to step out on their own, and the continuation of those support networks. So this is where, that collaboration and on one-on-one, and because a lot of them will have that cultural background that's will be difficult to adapt into the New Zealand way of life. So this is where adapting to their cultures can help them.
Yeah, and it's really good that you have all these partnerships with different groups so that the women are supported in different needs that they require at that time.
This is where at the moment we're undergoing workshops in different regions in the North and South Island at the moment. Our workshop's been organised for Queenstown and Invercargill. And it's ensuring that there's that cultural awareness and of these migrant refugee groups, because there's quite a diverse of these groups that spread around throughout New Zealand and going into the rural regions for seasonal work, hospitality, and care working industry. And and there's the freezing works. So it's finding those pockets of communities, and for the, and there's such a demand for Shakti's training program to be implemented into these in agencies, government and NGO agencies, that how to work best to provide that service delivery with the clients. sort of thing.
So what sorts of workshops do you have at Shakti?
At the moment, the workshops that are coming about are the best practice guidelines workshop, and it's giving a with examples of clients and their situations, and that cultural awareness, how best to a little bit of information of with clients of what's happening in their situation from different ethnic groups that we work with. And how best to, you know, that service delivery of the cultural dynamics and in their situation that, as discussed before, there's a lot to unpack.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's not just a superficial side of it. So knowing that, yeah, that it's, there's a lot more underneath that we have to understand. What these clients are coming, what they've brought with them into New Zealand, and what's going on in New Zealand, because it's like a culture shock.
Yeah,
being here,
and it's not easy for them to just say exactly what they need to say as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of layers to it.
Yeah,
and there must be a lot of skills of, you know, communication skills that you need to bring on to navigate different cultural layers.
Yes, that's right.
How many years have you been working with Shakti?
I started in May 2023.
Mm.
But I'm also drawing life skills and experience because I was born in Auckland in a multicultural community, born and raised in inner city Auckland. And in that, during that time, the community was Māori, Pacifica, and Asian, quite a diverse community. So I bring that as having to be raised, what it was like being in that community, and my student placements entailed working with the Pacifica community, and it's very similar sort of, but using different models, but it's working in a holistic way,
yeah,
and empowering the clients.
So if you've had experience before working with a culture that's different to yours?
Also working with people, well, it's gaining that work experience, and it's also working with people in different categories. So over the years, I've worked with many that are in that vulnerable group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What can you say about communities in Auckland and also communities in Dunedin, how different they are?
Dunedin is a much smaller city than Auckland. So that I wouldn't compare it. There's a big difference. Dunedin is a very small, very friendly city with a lot smaller network. So the communities will be a lot more closed. So the connections will be a lot more, like you'll see someone on the street that you'll recognize.
Mm.
But, the connection's a lot more of a closed network than in Auckland. So there's not the connections. There's a lot more distance in Auckland. So because of its vast area, there will be pockets of communities that will interact and have their own groups, whereas here in Dunedin, it's one big community.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it's a lot more familiar than when Auckland, you wouldn't be so familiar with what's happening in the communities.
Mm. So that's good for your role as well to recognise how the communities work here.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Is there any particular moments that stand out to you during your time at Shakti?
Yes, I always enjoy interacting with the other staff when we meet face-to-face, when we do our in-house training. I like those moments because we share. It's not just a voice behind the Yeah, the phone. So, and we can share experiences. We do have Zoom meetings and we share experiences. So I look to that. I look up to the staff, the senior staff, who have a lot more experience.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the moments. And especially when for this 50th celebration that's next week, those will be the highlights. And the highlights is if you feel that you've made a bit of difference in someone's life and you get that feedback, positive feedback, that that you've made a change.
It keeps you going as well.
It does keep you going, yeah.
Mm.
It's very positive. Yeah, very rewarding that the work that we've done, that there's, the goal's been achieved, yeah.
I imagine it can be quite isolating as well, working in this space. So anytime you get to meet any of the other staff members, it must be a really good time to just connect and also recognize the work that you do together.
Mm. Shakti Dunedin originally was established in 2011 here in Dunedin.
Wow.
So it's just now starting to get its staff off the ground, is the word. Because of the change in population, the demands are different. So since from 2011 until 2023, there was always one, until 2024, there was always one staff person in the office. So, But now, what with the demand, with the communities that are, have travelled down this way, that they've got more staff. Yeah, we've got a full-time, caseworker. So, and also reaching out to other regions more than that connecting, finding out that there's pockets of these communities in other areas that a lot of, our time is utilised by networking to other out of Dunedin as well and connecting. So this is the reason why these workshops are being held in other regions, is connecting with those communities.
Yeah, that is such positive growth to just recognise that Shakti is growing in different regions and it's travelling and building relationships with different communities, because I think it's really important for just the awareness of Shakti as an organization and a resource in general. Mm. That's so important for women out there, especially in rural or isolated places.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Mm. Yes, a lot more isolated, so they would not be as informed, not knowing that there is support out there for them. So this is where for them to just reach out, because we do have our website, and there's a crisis line number that they can call.
That's a good point. So just thinking about our listeners out there, it will be good for them to know what they should do in a event of family violence. So what are the steps that, as Shakti, you recognize?
If a woman feels that she's unsafe or in danger, she should prioritize by immediately calling 111. But we also have if they need information, advice, or feel they need some sort of advocacy support, they could call our Shakti crisis line number, which is 0800-742-584, and we're 24 hours. There's a crisis line. So, the advocates are all trained to handle crisis line calls.
Yeah.
And so do that. If life is in danger, in immediate danger, do call 111.
So if you are in immediate danger, call the police, 111. Yeah. But if you do need a bit more support or if you do need to plan what your next steps are, definitely contact Shakti on the number.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
And this is open to all New Zealanders and from anywhere around New Zealand?
It's, yes, the crisis line is nationwide because the calls will be after an initial talk and assessment that will be referred to the relevant agencies, their relevant centres. So there is that process that we're all trained in. Those steps and those clients, the woman will be informed of that process.
Yeah.
What will be done.
So Shakti has been supporting women for almost 30 years now, with the 30th anniversary coming up next week. So congratulations. It is really exciting. I'm sure that, it will be a really interesting time for you to celebrate with your team members on this exciting milestone. What sorts of events or projects are happening this week?
Next week, we're all organising and planning for the event next week. On the 22nd, the Auckland office and the Wellington office are hosting and planning an event on the 22nd of October at Parliament to acknowledge the 30th anniversary. But there will be representatives from each centre that will be travelling to attend. So there will be other staff, volunteers and clients that have been invited. So it is quite a big event. And around that time, 23rd and 24th, there will be the centres that will be doing our own celebrations, like our one where we're doing next week, Shakti Dunedin. That will be on a much smaller scale.
So each region has their own event. That's good.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what else you're celebrating with the milestone?
We're celebrating past and present, not just the present, but the staff that and anyone associated with Shakti, volunteers, clients, because they're the ones that did a lot of the hard work, especially laying the foundations when Shakti was first established. So they did all the hard work to what Shakti Women's Refuge Trust is now today. So it's remembering them as well as the current staff and the supporting networks are doing today. Mm-hmm. So it's a remembering of the past and the present and then looking to the future.
So how can the Dunedin community support Shakti and its mission? Is there anything that you are fundraising for or any events coming up that we could support?
We're continuing with our networking. We do presentations at requests from various organisations and NGOs. We're continuing with that and into the next year. It's just so more and more people are aware that Shakti is here to help those women in family violence situations. So there will be continued education, best practice guideline programs. So this is where laying the foundation for the next journey is with the workshops, because they were never held, especially to this extent in Dunedin. For example, there was a cultural summit that was held last year in October, and that was very, very successful. We had about 120 130 mm-hmm. people and had to close the registration. So there is, so you can see that there is a clear need for that cultural awareness. And there were people, participants that had come from out of Dunedin and even one from Wellington. So
Cultural Summit, can you tell me more about that?
It was Cultural Summit is based on a small and a portion of the best practice guidelines, and it's that cultural awareness, and it's just an introduction of the work that we do and how we work with our clients. And then the second half of the day, it's a one-day conference. The second half of the day was the different groups were broken up into relevant relevant groups and did little mini workshops according to those groups and how best to work with clients. So it was a real success. Yeah, that was, and this is the result, the outcome of the workshops that have been held in the North Island and the South Island are being held currently. So it's just reaching out to those networks that we haven't reached out before. So there's clearly a demand and a need because we're all in it together, as you know, having to collaborate with each other.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page and it's all, you know, the welfare and the safety of the clients.
Yeah. And besides the anniversary, what else is next for Shakti in Dunedin and nationwide? Is there anything you're looking forward to?
We've just done a Dunedin workshop, so we're busy working on workshops at the moment for Queenstown and Invercargill. And next year we will just continue with ensuring that we connect with groups as much as possible, as our resources allow, because it's quite a huge area that we have to cover in Central Otago and Southland.
So not just Dunedin, actually.
No,
it's
we cover Central Otago and all of Southland, and there's clearly gaps. Because of, you know, as you've noticed, the change in population than it was 15, 20 years ago is there. So this is where the adaptation of working with these communities and how to work with them the most culturally specific way, and also and it's collaborating with other in partnerships with other networks to bring, you know, to ensure that the clients are safe and accommodated and address the issues that they, comes upon in their situation. Yeah.
There's very few of you staff. So do you travel to Queenstown and Invercargill to work with the clients?
If we work remotely, so via Zoom or Teams meeting, so it's only only if we have to, which is rare, we will, if there's a crisis intervention. So, but we work remotely, and this where it helps with using the Zoom meetings and Teams meeting, and if we're unable to provide that support from Dunedin or any other centres, that we will collaborate. This is why it's important to network with those agencies where the client lives in those areas to seek their support as well, and we will work together.
What sorts of resources are helpful for people to know more about that Shakti uses in terms of supporting women's safety?
There will be information on the Shakti website. It's updated. They can always call, if women are in that situation, not feeling safe, please do call 111, and you can also call the Shakti crisis line in terms of, yeah, safety measures, yeah.
Mm. And it's good that everything is on your website as well. Beside all of those resources online, Shakti also has a podcast on Otago Access Radio hosted by Eilish, your daughter, which is so, so exciting for us to talk about, because there has been a lot of really interesting interviews and further conversations about Shakti with important people and also just people that Shakti work with as well. What can you tell us about Shakti Voices?
I listened to a little bit of it and I was quite impressed with the layout of it. And it was so easy to access, especially with someone who's not very good with, familiar with podcasts.
Yeah.
And I scrolled through all the different episodes, and it's working with Selena, who's a tutor. She's teaches bicultural practice, and it's really, this is where we also have the Treaty of Waitangi principles, so that is good to incorporate into all sectors, partnership, protection, and participation. So that's where using the Māori, tikanga, and also working in a holistic way. So it's using those models can be incorporated practically into a situation.
It's good that that's also an additional resource besides Shakti Voices being a podcast that people can find on our website at oar.org.nz. People can also find it on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts, but we're also broadcasting it here in Dunedin. It is every first Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. And so, yeah, there's lots of ways to listen to Shakti Voices. And I'm really glad that, there is this platform as well for more further conversations and awareness of what Shakti does for the community.
I enjoyed the subject topics that were discussed on a podcast is really relevant to the client situations. So, and especially with what's happening today. So it was great to see the updated of what's been in the news, summarising it.
Well, that must mean a lot, especially for someone who actually work on the ground with the communities, for you to say that the podcast is a helpful resource
it
as
is.
Well.
Yeah. Very, yeah. Mm. And It does affect the clients, with those subject topics,
Is there anything you are hopeful for that's coming up in the future? And it can be around your work or just life in general.
just to continue to do our mahi, our work, and to support the clients the best way we can using our training, our cultural training. Reaching out to those that need the support and networking with other agencies and reaching out to more and more of those networks, and especially in the rural areas. So this is, what our work will be for the future is carrying on networking.
Yeah, and I think for the people listening as well, if they are aware that Shakti is a resource for the multicultural women who are experiencing any sorts of family violence, let your neighbors know, let your friends know about Shakti. I think the more words travel, it will get there.
It's right. neighbours and people on the street are very, very supportive and reach out, you know, for the woman who are in that, you know, in that situation. You're not isolated. You know, we're here to support you. Do call our crisis line, 0800-742-584. But if you feel your life's in danger or you're not safe, do call the police first.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indira, how are you taking care of your own well-being with a really big role like this?
Well, we support each other, like with teamwork with our colleagues. So the share the workload, yeah.
Mm, and it's good that you've got a team with you.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I'm very excited about the 30th anniversary celebrations. I think it's a really exciting time for Shakti as well. I'm glad to know that there are events in Parliament. You know, there's it's going to be a big one there, but also little events in the other regions as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners around your work with Shakti?
They could always call us if they need any advice, information. We're calling the crisis line. And this is where I stress that, don't be afraid, you know. We're here to help you. We will listen to you, and you need that help, you know, in that situation. Do call the crisis line, 0800-742-584, but do call the police. I stress that if you're really, you know, if you're in danger, do call the police. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're very approachable. Yeah.
Mm, well,
but we would, we do accept, you know, we're a non-government organisation, so we do accept donations. Yeah.
Mm. And you can find all of Shakti's information on their website as well.
There is a website. Have a look on the website, and there's also like a form for self-referral or other agencies, organisations to refer in that. So, it's the easiest way.
Yeah. It's been really great talking to you. I feel like this is such a great rundown of all of the Shakti's work over 30 years as well, just for us to understand where things are for you and also, just how things work as well. It's a pretty big role that Shakti Dunedin is also taking care of all the other, like Central Otago, Southland. That's a pretty big space.
This is where Shakti Christchurch does. We're the umbrella of Shakti Christchurch, so we share.
Yeah. Well, all the best. Glad. All the best for what you do.
Thank you very much.
And there'll definitely be more conversations in the future. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Connecting Cultures Features on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.